77.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3, and you can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free Packet 8.net line, 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. Enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones right away to start things out here this hour and talk to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to tell you about a BBC story that broke last week about Vulture Corporations.
What's
this involves? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask. I'm sure you're going to answer it. What is a Vulture Corporation?
It's kind of a complex thing, but it gives a great example of how corruption is present just at all levels of government, and I think you'll understand once I go through the example.
Okay.
It's kind of a complicated topic, but I think I can state it simply enough. So we'll talk about Zaire. You go back to 1989, they borrowed $10 million from Romania to help, you know, run the government.
Okay.
Fast forward to today. They're broke. Unemployment's really high. People are starving. It's a really, really bad situation over there.
And they still owe the $10 million to Romania?
Well, now it's $42 million with interest.
Interest, okay.
Okay, so Bono's been going out raising relief funds for countries just like this. You know, the IMF and the World Bank were chartered with doing this, but critics say they just exploit these countries and make the rich richer.
Okay.
So...
What a surprise.
Yeah. So what he did was raise some kind of a bond package that refinanced their debt and saved them $40 million in interest payments.
Bono did this.
He's been going around to all these countries saying, hey, you need to increase your funding to these poorer countries.
Okay.
And he was behind the idea of doing a bond offering.
So who paid off the debt, essentially? Somebody paid off a portion of the debt?
Well, Bono got donations from various different countries, and it wasn't just for Zaire, but somehow they've benefited, okay? And I'm sure the U.S. had a hand in it, and you can guess where the Federal Reserve got that money from.
They printed it. Okay, all right.
Yeah, the printing press. So, okay, so today, or as of a couple weeks ago, in a U.S. bank account, Zaire had $40 million that was raised to help feed people in Zaire and get the country back on its feet.
Okay.
Okay. So part of that $40 million, they were going to settle their debt with Romania, and they had reduced it down to about $3 million because Romania figured, hey, they're bankrupt. We may never get this money.
Take whatever we can get.
Yeah, and that's where the Vulture Fund comes in. They were just about to settle for the $3 million when they came in and bought the debt. Now, why they would do that, there's accusations, not just in this case, but in the several others where this has happened, that they just bribed a government official to get that contract.
So they bought it like a foreclosure kind of thing.
Yeah, this is almost like the debt collectors in the United States. You buy a bad debt and collect what you can and make a profit off of it. And I'm fine with that, but it's when they use it, you know, when they corrupt officials to get that debt, that's when I kind of have a problem with it.
And when the debt was created with fiat currency anyway.
Exactly.
This Vulture Corporation stepped into the deal between Zaire and Romania and with some sort of government malfeasance was able to purchase the debt away from whoever was about to make that deal. And so that nullified the deal, and now Romania has been paid off but by the Vulture Corporation, and now Zaire owes X amount of dollars to the Vulture Corporation?
Right. So the Vulture Corporation, which is out of Washington, D.C., took this contract that they have with Romania to a court in London, and I think got it stamped to where London says, yes, Vulture Corporation, it's your debt. You're free to collect on it by whatever means.
Okay.
Then they come back over to the United States and sue the bank that's holding the $40 million for relief funding. And there's...
Because they want all the money instead of the $3 million. So essentially what was going to happen, I think I've got this now, what was going to happen was Zaire was going to settle for $3 million with
Romania.
that would have taken care of the debt. Then they would have gotten the $40 million, or they would have gotten $40 million minus $3 million, so $37 million to essentially supposedly help their people, which, of course, we all know the malfeasance of government. It probably never would have gotten into the hands of the poor people anyway. But nonetheless, the purpose was to help this this country out. So they would have gotten that $37 million, but now this company's going over and saying, hey, that money's supposed to be ours to pay this $45 million debt that we just bought.
Right, and there's one bureaucrat who can put a stop to it with a simple letter saying Vulture funds cannot get access to this relief funding for Zaire, and you can guess who that is.
I don't know. I don't know who that
Bush?
Is.
Bush. Of course, he was silent because there's two of these guys that are real famous. One calls himself Goldfingers. He's out of D.C. The other one's in New York. The one out of New York was the number one campaign contributor to Bush, giving him $1.5 million in the last election, and he's in charge of fundraising for Giuliani's campaign.
Wow.
And has raised $15 million for him.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
It's a dirty game.
That is some sick stuff. Now, this is a BBC report?
This was. It broke last week. There was a interview Thursday on Democracy Now! It's a good podcast that people can listen to.
Yeah, good if you like socialist tripe.
It's probably well-produced, though.
Take the good with the bad. But then, so the courts ruled Friday, because the Bush administration was silent, that this Vulture Fund could collect. They took that $40 million and don't think that he actually paid taxes on it, like lottery winners or prize contestant winners.
Because it was a debt.
Well, no, because it went to a shell corporation in the British Virgin Islands.
Oh.
So it was tax-free landfall, basically.
Amazing.
For a $3 million debt. And the way he did it was by being in with, you know, the president and bribing these government officials in other countries.
Well, it is all about who you know, isn't it?
That's politics.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for sharing that story with us, Sam. Did you have any other thoughts?
Nope, that was it. Show's been great lately.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Wow.
I wonder how much of that $37 million would have actually gone to help somebody in Zaire. You know, not politicians, not their their designees in Zaire, but you know, actual people getting some kind of help at the end of the line.
No way to tell.
Not too much. I guess none of them will be getting any of it now.
It's all presumptive, and either way, I mean, wow. Just an amazing look into the way corruption just works, and the way that people's palms get greased, and that's what government's all about. I mean, we've pointed out it before. You help your friends out with your power, and you punish your enemies. And in this case, it's a perfect example. This guy got help to the tune of $37 million.
Right. That's exactly what politics is.
Wow. Stunning story. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number for you. Other things that politics, another example of politics comes from a story that you have, Mark, about some people who thought they were doing the right thing. They put up a camera and caught something that, well, apparently somebody didn't like that they got caught.
Yeah, this is from the Daily Tribune, apparently out of Cartersville, Georgia. A Bartow County couple will go before a magistrate judge today to see if they'll be arrested for allegedly stalking a Kennesaw police officer by installing cameras to track neighborhood speeders. Somehow they got arrested for stalking, for installing cameras to catch speeders. Lee and Teresa Sipple spent $1,200 of their own dollars mounting three video cameras and a radar speed unit outside their home, which is at the bottom of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
They said they did so in hopes of convincing neighbors to slow down to create a safe environment for their son. Now, these people sound pretty serious about creating a good neighborhood, don't they?
They put out their own money for this.
They do. Well, the Sipples allegedly caught a Kennesaw police officer, Richard Parron, speeding up to 17 miles an hour over the speed limit. Perrone alerted Bartow authorities, who in turn visited the Sipples' home to tell them Perrone intended to press charges against them for stalking.
Wow.
Well, obviously,
is that even possible?
I can't imagine. I mean, the fact that they're allowed.
Targeted?
No, the fact that they're allowed to bring those charges is it's a shame. And if anybody ever convicted these people of this, my God, how messed up is the system?
Yeah. So the charges have yet to be brought, or they are possibly going to be brought?
It said the Perrone intended to press charges against them for stalking. You know, why didn't they give Perrone a speeding ticket?
He's immune. Sovereign immunity.
But no. Sovereign immunity. This is in a different town. This is Kennesaw. These are the Bartow authorities.
Well, he's a cop. I mean, good old boys
network. They just don't like to do that.
Good old boys network.
Protect they shouldn't be going after these people. They should be going after this cop.
Protect the blue line. 800-259-9231. Your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90, ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Trolls charge them to cross bridges. Banks levy them to use ATMs. But I know an automotive fee that's next best to free and good for the environment. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
Believe it or not, there's a fee that keeps two things green, your wallet and the environment. When purchasing a new battery for your vehicle, a core charge levied by the government is collected by retailers. So where's the good news? Trade in your old battery and the fee's waived. Or if you forget to bring it with you, just return it later and the core charge will be cheerfully refunded. An environmental bonus? Used batteries kept out of landfills are collected from retailers and recycled. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. To get on the list, updates. www.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Now, we just finished a story, Mark, about Kennesaw, Georgia. It was it Georgia? I heard Kennesaw.
It was Georgia, yes.
And there were a couple who set up a camera, $1,200 mm-hmm. installation of a video camera.
Three cameras, I believe.
And a few cameras, and a speed detector.
Radar detector.
And I presume a sign to show people how fast they were going. Because how else? I mean, the purpose was to show their neighbors how fast they were going.
They probably saw one of these that the government has and pays significantly more than $1,200, they invested. But you've seen them, I would think.
On the side of the road.
The side of the road, they tell you how fast you're going. I usually step on it just to see if I can get it up, get it nice and high as I go past. But, these people wanted to make their neighborhood safer.
They wanted to make their neighbors more aware that they're speeding, and so go slow. There's kids around, that sort of thing.
Right.
And
they're at the bottom of the hill, and that's where people have a tendency to go the quickest.
They caught a cop going 17 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Right.
And I don't know, I guess he saw the sign, got offended, and then decided to file charges.
Right. You're not the government. You don't belong doing this stuff. Only the government should do this.
He called it stalking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was a great example of the we're better than you mentality that a lot of people in government, and especially law enforcement, have. It's the us versus them mentality. The little people versus the thin blue line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disgusting to me.
I agree.
And here's another example of it from KXAS Television. Pelican Bay, Texas. People in the small Tarrant County town of Pelican Bay are complaining they're being victimized to raise money for police.
Really?
Citizens in a town of 1,800 people are complaining that the police are now going out of their way to stop people and impound cars in the city's new storage lot to help pay for the police department. And, in fact, some residents say they need protection from the police.
Wow.
City Councilmember Renee McCorder carries a tape recorder. And resident Mike Jones totes around a camcorder. Just basically for protection, to protect my rights, said Jones, because most of the citizens are just terrified of the police department. I was accused of having blinders on, and I did, but the blinders are off, and I see, McCorder said. The majority of Pelican Bay City Council support their police department, and to help give officers a big raise last year, they opened an impound lot. Instead of sending storage fees to some private lot, the city now collects the money.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a serious interest now in impounding as many cars as they possibly can.
Sure, they make money on however long they manage to keep these cars in jail, so they want to keep as many cars in jail as long as possible.
City Councilwoman McCorder said the running joke out here is you go out to get a gallon of milk, it's going to cost you $200. And in 3 months, they've made over $17,000. Now, this is in a town of 1,800 people.
Wow.
She says, that's ridiculous. Jones says, most of us just tell our friends and family, don't come by, just stay away. The police chief declined to speak on camera, but insists his officers are impounding no more cars than they used to. Oh, there's nothing's changed here.
Well, then stop impounding cars for a little while.
The police chief, apparently the mayor pro tem, told NBC5 by phone, he's seen no proof of police improprieties. Now, the mayor and the police chief, they wouldn't happen to know one another and maybe play poker together in a town of 1,800. They wouldn't be working together to cover up some improprieties by the police department.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that $17,000 goes to, the mayor's reelection fund or whatever.
Oh, there's nothing like that going on. This is all on the up and up. But McCorder said she received threatening email from the chief and heard other many citizens' complaints. She says, I've been told to watch my back. I'm leaving because I don't feel safe.
Good Lord.
So the only person on the city council that's for the people in this case has been threatened to the point where she's going to leave town.
Wow.
What's that going to do for the rest of town?
Sounds like Hazard County from the Dukes of Hazard. That Hazard County really is like the Dukes of Hazard, but
I don't know. But
good Lord, that's crazy.
This sort of stuff goes on across the country. This corruption, malfeasance on the part of elected officials, people using power for their own gain. I mean, mm-hmm. This is what governments allow people to do. It allows people to use power over other people who've never harmed anyone. And now they're impounding people's cars and charging them cash in order to get them out like it's a field day or something. It's sick stuff.
Mm.
It really is. And this is why I am not for government police. Because of examples like this. These people don't feel protected. They want protection from the police. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a service that somebody could sell me. Like, if you wanted to come to New Hampshire and create a government protection agency, a government insurance company, somebody that would insure you against government harassment, that would protect you from government harassment and theft, then I would buy that service. You know, charge me a yearly fee or something like that, or a monthly fee like many insurance companies do. I know one guy was proposing some ideas that were very similar to this, where they wouldn't bust you out of jail or anything like that, but they would certainly attend your court trial, they would protest in your favor. There were all sorts of ideas that were being thrown around. And I think as time goes on, as more entrepreneurial-minded people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I'm hoping we're going to see more ideas like this. Protection from the police. Protection from the government. Because the government, believe it or not, isn't there to help you.
They're certainly not in this circumstance.
Not in any circumstance. There are some examples of people you can point out who've gotten help from the government, but at the cost of harming others. Government cannot help someone without harming others first. And it's a sick, twisted organization that needs to be brought to a smaller size or a zero size, if possible. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Joe in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, there's an update on the Sipples in Kennesaw.
Ah, really? What's going
you
on?
You guys apparently missed because you're looking at news that's about 3 days old.
What's going on?
That's all I can find.
Okay. Well, today's only Monday, so this happened Friday, and the officer was convinced in a closed door session with the judge to drop the charges.
Ah.
See,
why
he
do you
had
think
to go
that
to
is?
He had to go to court to press the warrant against them. And in a closed door session, he's come out and said, you know, well, you know, he's dropped the charges. And obviously the judge convinced him that, you know, if you do this, you're crazy.
The judge basically told him you don't have a case.
Yeah, probably told him if you do this, you're crazy.
Very good. Thanks for the update.
So,
well, I'm glad that it all turned out well. I mean, it's just this goes to show how little they like being having the spotlight turned on them.
That's right.
Hey, whoa, yeah. We're the law. You're not the law. You can't talk to us like you can tell us what to do. We tell you what to do, peon.
It was a good
you guys
example.
Still there?
Yeah, we sure are, Joe.
Okay. Well, this you know this is why I believe in Alex Jones because he's been saying for years the corruption is turning this country into a police state.
Well, that much is true. I agree with Alex on that part. It's just the whole 9/11 conspiracy I don't agree with him on. Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Your show. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, free. Including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners just like you. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. And is there a young person that's important to you? Well, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. As we jump into the email box, I got a couple emails I want to catch up on. In fact, I've got a lot of them, but we'll only have time to catch up on a few of them. This one from Kevin. He says, every 4 years, my usually tranquil facial features contort into an unholy grimace sired from sheer chagrin. That was admittedly much too cryptic and overwhelmingly poetic. If you'll grant me but several sentences to reach the main thrust of my communique, I would be pleased as the proverbial punch. I refer to the electoral process to which the United States adhere itself. As the votes for presidency compile, the map of the country reliably bedecks itself in wholesome blue and red. It is this level of unrelenting reliability that makes me wonder if air will see a state take on a different hue. White would make the most sense, considering it completes the patriotic trifecta.
Yes, it does.
Unfortunately, I believe it already claimed by the neutral state of a given state. I'm certain the verdant shades of green have allied themselves with the Green Party. So, what is left for the states that lean libertarian heavy? Unless it's already been decided, I now propose that our favored party claim yellow as its own.
Okay.
Not because we're cowardly or sickly yellow, mind, but surely not. No, mostly because it's the only remaining primary color, and I believe it would look rather fetching whilst filling in a state on CNN's graphic. More seriously, though, do you free talkers believe a voting day will arrive on which the Libertarian candidates will take the electoral votes of at least a single state? Should such a day break, I honestly believe I'll lose my stolid composure and break into tears. The joy kind, of course, as a result of the nation realizing it's not limited to the two comparable, comparatively poor choices. So two questions so far. What color, if a Libertarian were a Libertarian candidate for president were to take a state, which color should it be?
I'm fine with yellow. I would have guessed white, but I don't think there's any guarantee that necessarily whatever map it is that they're drawing from would probably be like some kind of tan or taupe that they would start with as far as a color. But if you can't have white, sure, yellow is fine.
I wouldn't call it yellow. I'd call it gold.
I see.
Yeah, I think gold is a good good color for the generally the libertarian pro-freedom movement because we're all about gold-backed currency. Mm-hmm. We're all about creating wealth. We're about the free market, and it just seems like gold would be an appropriate color for us. So I sort of agree with him on that. And also in regards to whether or not a libertarian candidate will ever win the electoral votes of a single state, I have no idea. I'd like to say that I hope it could happen. I would like to see it happen someday. I think if that did happen, it would show a major shift in the tendencies of the American people, in the paradigm of the American people. It's possible.
It's possible. I don't see it happening, though.
Not unless something serious changes. Unless, for instance, the Free State Project. It could happen in New Hampshire, but then again, I don't know what to expect on a national level. Anything can happen on a national level. And it's not going to happen unless we can finally get onto the same page as these other candidates, unless libertarian candidates can get the same level of press coverage, can get the same level of respect as a Republican or Democrat candidate. And if the 2004 election is any example of what things are like, then it's not going to happen for a long time. I mean, the Libertarian and Green Party candidates, the only real national news they ever got was a one-sentence mention in an Associated Press article about how about the national debates. And what happened was the Green Party candidate and the Libertarian Party candidate were both arrested together, crossing a police line as they tried to serve papers. Essentially, it was some sort of court summons. They tried to serve papers to one of the candidates.
Right.
Or I think that's
they wanted to be included, basically, in the debate, and they were excluded from it, and they were trying to do what they could to get in it.
And they were arrested, and you would think that would have been big news. You would think that the arrest of two candidates for president, who are both qualified on enough state ballots to possibly win, you would think that they would have made bigger news, but it was one sentence in a much larger article about the debates in general. It was like a whole big article about the debates, and then one sentence in there mentioned that a couple guys got arrested, and they happened to be candidates for president. That was it.
Yeah.
And that was the extent of the nationwide coverage that the Libertarian and Green Party campaigns received. And we've got a long way to go. Could things change quickly? Of course. It's politics. It's national elections in other countries have drastically shifted. Politics, the Berlin Wall fell without anybody ever really expecting that to happen. Russia was destroyed from the inside without anyone ever necessarily expecting that to happen.
I suppose it's possible.
So
anything's possible. It's just that, you know, I've joined the Republican Liberty Caucus because I believe that that's the likely way to bring libertarian politics on a nationwide basis.
Well, Ron Paul is certainly going to be trying to do that this year, and so next year, and so certainly wish him the best of luck in doing so. But if there's going to be some sort of drastic change, will it be simply that a libertarian wins a state, or will it be far more drastic than that? I would expect a major change. If something's going to shift, I think it's going to be far bigger than just a state voting libertarian. I don't know what it'll be. Don't know what to expect, but only time will tell. He continues. He says, at the venerable age of 23, I'll be sidelined for the next three elections. When we've entered the sonorous-sounding year 2020, however, I will be eligible for the ticket. possessing relative youth, charisma, a handsome and dapper appearance, and a resounding appreciation and cry for libertarianism, will I be able to make history and put a yellow New Hampshire on the map? Perhaps, but probably not. I'm curious what all of you reckon it will take for a libertarian to be a presidential contender in a libertarian state, though. What sort of political background must he or she cobble together? What outlets of media must they tackle to make their undulating shouts for liberty audible over the rabble? Have you any outlandish campaign maneuvers or techniques to share with a field of potential runners? Discuss and I'll die happy. From Kevin. And it sounds like Kevin's actually considering running for president. From that.
Well, you know, keep a squeaky clean Boy Scout background. That'd be my best advice. Because, you know, if you don't have one, then they're going to come looking for whatever it is you've done, and they'll hold it over your head.
What if you come out with that in advance?
I don't know. Doesn't seem like, I don't know.
Would it sideline you, or would it give you more attention?
Maybe.
For instance, you, Mark, as someone who spent 9 years in prison, if you were to run for president with that out in the open, they wouldn't be able to hold it over your head at that point. You'd be embracing your past. I mean, you'd still be stepping away from it.
I'd have a lot of ugly questions to answer.
You would, but those questions might actually give you more press coverage than you would have gotten otherwise.
They might.
That's just, I don't know. I don't think that you should necessarily shy away from politics just because you might have a checkered past.
Mm-hmm.
I despise politics. I don't really care what you do about your political aspirations. I'd say the more pro-freedom people in running for office, the better. It doesn't matter to me what your past is. In fact, I think there are a lot of people in America that would forgive a candidate like that and say, you know what, this is a real guy. This is a real man who's, seen the system from the inside. I would vote for somebody like that.
I wouldn't give somebody a reason not to vote for you, though. And
well, they're going to have all kinds of reasons to not vote for you. They're going to disagree with you on various different issues. I mean, if they're not going to vote for you because you spent a year or two in a jail cell, then screw
them. Can't you bring your realness to somebody without having a checkered past? I would think you could.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, can't you show somebody that you're a real person with real interests as far as, bringing the country back to liberty without having been a convicted felon?
Yeah, but if you do have a checkered past, I just don't think it should prevent you from participating. It would be an interesting experiment, at the very least.
And probably rather expensive.
1-800-259-9231, well, a presidential campaign, yes, but I'm talking starting small, you know, with a city council run or something, which is something that Kevin might want to consider. Maybe moving to New Hampshire and running for local office before he goes crazy with the whole president thing. By the way, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and enjoy all the features that we have there. It's all completely free. In fact, we've been giving it away forever. We'll continue to give it away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff like Free Talk Live branded merchandise, Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live shirts, classic archive DVD collector sets. We've got the Free Marketeer flag, and we're giving away bumper stickers at store.freetalklive.com. It's all there, store.freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget, you can buy virtually anything else you need in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchases. In 35 categories of products, easy to shop, great free Super Saver shipping on most of their products, amazon.freetalklive.com. Who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Many would say it's Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Yes, that's this weekend. Meet presidential candidate, Congressperson Ron Paul, and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, I believe. Oh, by the way, if you punch in the code DOWNDC from our friends over at Downsize DC, you'll get 5% off. So last-minute registrations, great way to get a few bucks off.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it while you still can. While there are still hotel rooms available, I believe there's still some more expensive hotel rooms available, but the cut-rate rooms, they've been sold out for a long time. So you may have to go down the street if you can't afford the more expensive rooms. But nonetheless, still room for you at the convention. Of course, the John Stossel thing's been sold out. The Michael Badnarik dinner, I believe, is close to
very
being sold
close
out. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. To the email box, to Nico. He says, I'd like to say that I hate taxes. I think they should go away. Money shouldn't be taken from people's pockets after they earned it to provide for someone else who didn't earn it. And I agree.
Seems real simple when he puts it that way, doesn't it?
He says, I don't think the government should have the power to regulate our economy. However, I do think they should regulate one part. I think that businesses should only be able to take up a certain percentage of the market share, regardless of any circumstances, and it should be lower than the current 51%. You may disagree.
Businesses take up the market share? 51%? I'm not sure what he's referring to.
I don't know what he means when he says the current 51%. I don't think there's any regulatory number that prevents businesses from owning a particular percentage of the market. He's just saying that he thinks it should be lower. He doesn't think any business should be able to have more than 51%
of the market.
Oh, I see. Some from a competition aspect.
From a competition aspect.
Like Microsoft, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably owns pretty close, more than 50% of the operating system market share.
He says, you might disagree, and I do, but I believe that you should agree with me. After all, our market needs competition, and big markets taking over destroy smaller businesses. Big markets taking over destroys smaller businesses and competition. I think he means big companies taking over. Well, the market does need competition.
Mm-hmm. But it always will have competition.
But it doesn't need regulation. And Nico, by supporting one aspect of government regulation, you might as well support them all.
Well,
because if you're asking for one type of government regulation, the politicians that are going to give that to you are also going to give you a variety of other types of government regulation. What is it that Michael Cloud says from the Center for Small Government? Government plus one, small government plus one exception equals big government. Because your one exception multiplied by everybody else's one exception, where they want government to work, where they want government to be, equals a big government with a lot of government programs and a lot of regulations. You
it's
just
regulation,
can't get away from it.
It's regulation that keeps people out of a particular market and stops competition.
It's
stifles
true.
Competition. So I don't think that we need a government there to regulate that there is competition, because if they're going to regulate that there is competition, then they, everybody wants to regulate a little something else.
Right. Regulation favors those who are currently in business over those who are not yet. So, for instance, let's look at Nico's proposed regulation and think about how it would work in the real world. In Nico's mind, it's going to be, this company's going to have 5% of the market share, and this company's going to have 10%, and there's going to be a bunch of other companies out there with little percentages, and there'll be a lot of competition, and everything will be great. And you know what?
Sounds
competition
good.
Is great. But let's look at the reality of politics. Remember, let's go back to what we talked about earlier, and that is government rewards its friends. Government people who are in government reward their friends. They use their power to punish their enemies and reward their friends. So let's apply that now towards Nico's idea. Nico says that no company should be able to have more than 51%. He thinks it should be lower than that number. So let's say 49%. No company should be able to have more than 49% of the market share in Nico's mind. Well, with the way politics works, inevitably people in search of power will get in charge of these political powerful positions, and they will be the regulators. And then they'll say, let's say the hamburger business, just to pick an industry, McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's, okay? They've all got roughly, we're making up numbers here, this isn't how the market really is, but let's say Wendy's has 33%, McDonald's has 33%, Burger King has 33%, and mom and pop, there's a one mom and pop business in town, and they've got 1% of the market share.
Okay.
So essentially, McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's get together and they meet up with the politicians in town, and they say, you know, we don't like having this mom and pop in town. They're threatening our 33% market shares, and we really like having our 33% market shares. And, you know, we don't want any more of these mom and pops getting in the game. So considering there's this regulation on the books that says we can't have more than 49% of the market share, we think it should stay the way it is. The market should stay the way it is. This is enough competition for people. I mean, this is competition. There's three people. There's three businesses serving the 99% of the population.
That's essentially what government's constantly trying to do, is protect existing businesses and then stifle new business.
This is enough. We've had enough competition. Let's just stop it here. So then they'll build a bunch of new regulations on, saying you can't get into the burger business unless you have a $250,000 oven, unless you have a grill set, unless you have, you know, there's going to be all kinds of regulations.
Don't forget the fire extinguishers that are built into the ceiling.
Right.
And then they have to properly vent the airborne grease, the airborne grease that goes
whatever.
Around.
There's got to be a multi-$1,000 venting system and whatever else. So they'll work
inspections
with the government
on those.
They'll work with the government to create all sorts of new regulations in there, and while keeping your one regulation on the books, Nico. How's that going to make you feel? Then he goes on to say that he hates Walmart. He says they're taking up a huge chunk of the market share. They have cheaper merchandise. They run the little guys out of business because they simply can't compete, and that destroys competition. People want to shop at Walmart because it's cheaper. Producers have no choice but to service Walmart, because without doing so, they'll lose a huge chunk of the consumers, because Walmart does take up so much of the market share. But Walmart forces businesses to sell their products for lower prices. That's not true. They don't force them. They use their market share to influence them.
Yeah.
They muscle them a little bit. And that's fine, because it results in lower prices for me and you. He says this takes money directly out of people's pockets. No, it doesn't. It keeps money in my pocket.
Right. It keeps money in people's pockets,
too. It takes profit out of those businesses' pockets. But if they can still get by with that lesser profit, then that's good for me.
And Walmart sends consultants to those businesses to show them how to cut costs.
Exactly.
And that kind of thing.
So here Walmart is making a good profit on their merchandise, says Nico, because they sell them for cheaper, attracting customers and buy things cheaper, making up for the lost costs in selling their products cheaper. They give their workers minimum wage. That's not true. They pay higher than that. And those workers can't earn a living. These workers, well, why would they work there? If those workers are so unsatisfied and they can't earn a living, why would they work at Walmart?
It's amazing that people think that the whole that economics just falls apart when Walmart's involved.
Oh, he says these workers have no choice but to work at Walmart because they force the little guys out of business. First of all, Walmart doesn't force anyone out of business. They come in and they compete, and there are certain reasons why little guys go out of business. First of all, not all the little guys do. Look around your city. There's plenty of mom-and-pop businesses open and thriving. Only some go out of business, and it's because they aren't serving their customers as well. For whatever reason, people decide to go and buy things elsewhere. But Jeff in Indiana has one more reason why the little guys go out of business that we've not necessarily covered before. As he points out, it's difficult to be profitable in many places with government regulations on licensing, insurance, parking, accessibility, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, he says, there are even specific landscaping requirements. Add to that minimum wages and taxation, even on inventory in some places. All of these costs and requirements make it nearly impossible to run a profitable small business. This creates an environment in which only the large chain stores can be profitable, where the buying power can compensate for all of the extra costs of running a business. So because they're so big, they can handle the regulatory things that are the hurdles that are thrown in their path. Whereas mom-and-pop stores, one of those regulatory hurdles can be enough to kill them.
Yeah, you know, the right handicap ramp can put them out of business.
Yep.
You know, I'm sorry, you're going to have to tear out your bathroom and triple the size because somebody has to be able to turn around in a wheelchair in there.
So if a mom-and-pop store goes out of business in your area, don't blame Walmart. Blame the consumers for not shopping there, or blame the business owners for being lousy, because that's certainly a possibility, or blame the government for regulating them to death. But it's certainly not Walmart's fault, and they didn't force them out of business. That's absurd. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.